from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for June 24th. Wit here, June 24th. The Comedy Desk 7 sets, sketches, and stunts worth your 8 minutes. Let's get into it. First, from the Hard Times. White House physician trumps narcolepsy normal for a healthy octogenarian pedophile. The White House physician, Captain Sean Barbarella, dismissed recent videos of President Trump dozing off in the Oval Office and at a basketball game as nothing to worry about, framing the behavior as typical for a healthy octogenarian who also happens to be a convicted sexual offender. A loyalist podcaster, Lara Luma, responded by accusing critics of spreading propaganda and portraying Trump's frequent naps as a sign of relentless dedication to a new golden age. She suggested that the president's catnaps, numbering 20 to 25 a day, are a necessary sacrifice for L. Iberty. He contrasted Trump's fatigue with younger men who tire out at the mere mention of their own sexual crime histories, noting that the president's exhaustion follows a demanding morning of preparation for a cognitive assessment. Sleep specialist Dr. Sandra Teal offered a more measured view, proposing that the president's narcolepsy could be amplified by various stressors, including recent civil liability findings related to sexual abuse and the broader pressures of his controversial legacy. She noted that the pattern of napping might be linked to the psychological strain of ongoing legal and public scrutiny. Meanwhile, the president's gastroenterologist framed Trump's occasional gastrointestinal mishaps as evidence of vigor for a man of his age, despite a long history of personal scandals. The piece appeared on the site Hard Times. Next, second, from the Hard Times. Where have all the real women gone? All I want is to find a girl I can have a deep, philosophical, me-talking-only conversation with. He's convinced that every woman he meets is a conversational dead end, and that the only worthwhile dialogue is a one-sided lecture on whatever he's chewing over. He frames the problem as a cultural decline, not his own habit of monopolizing near airtime. He idolizes his grandmother for letting him ramble forever, then blames today's women for being vapid and obsessed with makeup, clothes, or the so-called literacy crisis. His solution? Women should just nod and let him finish, because apparently listening is a male-only skill. The piece ends with him retreating to his grandmother's house, hoping the quiet will restore his faith that anyone will ever tolerate his endless, self-focused philosophy. Up next, third, from The Onion. Let's see how they like it when we go to their countries and don't tip. Lori Bonaire, opera attendee reminding them how many guns we have should fix this. Dan McSwiggan, sweater model, European tourists should hand out cash to every American they meet, just to be safe. Tim Janney, beard skull, tour the post-World Cup tourists fail to leave tips appeared first on The Onion. World Cup tourists fail to leave tips. Restaurants and bars catering to World Cup visitors have struggled with foreign tourists leaving without tipping, with many travelers confused by or unaware of the American practice. What do you think? And then, fourth, from The Onion, beer delivery driver points trembling shotgun as crowd of Scottish soccer fans close in. Miami whispering a final goodbye to a wallet photo of his wife and two young daughters. Beer delivery driver Marcus Daly jumped down from the cab of his semi-truck Wednesday and pointed a trembling shotgun as a crowd of Scottish soccer fans closed in. Back. I'm warning you, get back right now, said Daly, nestling the butt of the gun into his shoulder as the snarling throng of Scots in blue and white jerseys and tartan kilts continued to advance. All right, you wanna go? Okay, fuck you and your Highlands and your Loch Ness Monster and your bagpipes, too. Next, fifth, from The Onion. New raid immortality spray curses insects to watch everyone they love die. Racine, WI vowing that the new product line was the ideal way to make termites and beetles suffer for all eternity. Household chemical manufacturer SC Johnson announced Wednesday that its insecticide brand Raid would be unveiling a new immortality spray that curses insects to watch everyone they love die. Up next, sixth, from The Onion. New Jackass trailer shows aging Johnny Knoxville trying to climb staircase without handrail. Los Angeles enticing fans with the promise of the franchise's most dangerous stunt yet. A new trailer for Jackass Best and Last released Wednesday showed an aging Johnny Knoxville trying to climb a staircase without a handrail. Holy shit, what the fuck am I doing? Said the 55-year-old Knoxville, who was seen in the footage shrugging at the camera before taking a few shaky steps and then losing his balance as the rest of the cast laughed hysterically in the background. And then, seventh, from McSweeney's Internet Tendency, the seven meanings of fine, in descending order of plausible deniability. 1. Excellent. Fine as in Cabernet. fine as in dovetail joinery, fine as in your mother's china. The original meaning is still technically available. At a dinner party, when Margaret uses fine this way, the duck was fine, the table pauses, scans her for irony, finds none, and spends the next 40 minutes working out whether they have been complimented or insulted by a person who appears to be operating out of 1873. 2. Adequate. The workhorse. Human visibility scale. 15-year-old girl, fully visible. 15-year-old boy, in your face. 25-year-old woman, looking good. 25-year-old man, bro. 35-year-old woman, partially obscured. 35-year-old man, bro. 45-year-old woman, oops, sorry, I didn't see you there. 45-year-old man, loud and clear. 55-year-old woman, foggy. 55-year-old man, still hanging in there. 65-year-old woman, translucent. 65-year-old man, how about them cubs? 75-year-old woman, invisible. 75-year-old man, you're still around? President Donald Trump called Monday for those he accused of vandalizing the newly renovated, and now quickly deteriorating, reflecting pool on the national mall to face serious criminal charges that could result in lengthy prison sentences. CNN: President Trump's second term continues to be a smashing success. The pad thai was fine. The fourth season of Community was fine. The flight to Cleveland was fine. Next, 8th, from McSweeney's Internet Tendency. Looking dapper, bro. Up next, 9th, from McSweeney's Internet Tendency. Vandalizing Washington, D.C. is a crime unless you're overturning an election. That's the 7. The joke is, you came back. Same time tomorrow.